I turned 30 today. Well, not today. Tomorrow. So the day that you're listening to this, maybe, whatever, doesn't matter. That's going to be the day I turn 30. September 2nd. Weird, because I think this marks the fourth year of the show now. Yeah, because I turned 26 on the week of the first episode that I did, which I don't know if that's still out there. It's probably still on the page somewhere. But yeah, I turned 30. The big 30. Supposed to be a pretty big age, right? You turn 30, that's when people pretend like they're going through some kind of life crisis or something. When you're 30 years old, it's like, hey, you're so old now. Girls are the worst with it. They'll be like, I woke up and I cried. Like, I think my sister said that. I think Beth said the same thing. Sorry, babe. But I've heard that from a lot of people. Like, they wake up and they're like, oh, it's this big thing, turning 30. And then people have been asking me, too, over the last couple of weeks, as they know it's my birthday, which, if you know it's my birthday, I mean, I guess everyone knows now because I'm bringing it up to the world. But I generally don't like telling people because I don't like doing parties and work stuff, whatever. I'll get into that later. But they'll be like, oh, did you get everything done that you wanted? Did you accomplish everything you wanted to for your 20s? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that I had like a ton of goals that I wanted to accomplish by the time I turned 30. But I'm looking forward to it. I've always wanted to be like in my 30s. The 20s, like, what do we need to be in our 20s for anymore? Why do we dread getting out of our 20s? The 20s is the same age where you're getting piss ass drunk, doing beer bongs, keg stands. That's in that same decade as now. I don't want to be in that decade anymore. Get me to the new fun stuff. Dude, being an adult is way better than college and high school and all that stuff. I don't care what you say. There's so many people who are like, oh, you better enjoy college when you can. Best 4 years of your life. Hey, loser, shut up. That's not true. If those are the best years of your life, you're a fucking loser. Okay? That's just the way it goes. And it's even worse if you say the same thing about high school. The high school is not the best days of your life. Kids listening out there, high school and college are fun. Yes, they have their place in time, but they suck ass compared to being an adult and making money. Okay? In college, you're struggling. You have no idea what the fuck you're doing. You don't really know who you are as a person. You haven't really developed a sense of self or a sense of style. You don't know who your friends, your true friends really are. You're going to lose them at the end of college anyways. And yeah, it's fun to go out and party and drink and do naughty things with people of the opposite sex or maybe of the same sex if that's how you swing. I don't care. But when it's over, it's over. And it's time to move on and get out and find your career. That's what's awesome, dude. Life didn't start getting really fun for me until I was like 25, dude. And that's true. I remember when I first started getting a paycheck, I was making like $28,000 a year. And that's in LA, by the way. When I moved out to LA, I was making nothing. That was not even a livable wage, honestly. That's the most money I've made in my life. You're on like a salary kind of thing. Not really, but I mean like you're getting paid per year. And my first couple paychecks were huge. And I was like, oh my God, I can buy an Xbox. I didn't have that much disposable income. I mean, most of it went towards rent and stuff. But I had all this money that I could use towards whatever I wanted. And that was awesome. And I was like, okay, this is great. And yeah, you don't have all these crazy friends and raucous parties and all that stuff. And like, that's fine. I don't need that. I didn't have money back then. I was poor. And at least now, like now being when I was 25 or 24, whatever, at least I had direction and I was doing something. I moved out of my parents' house and I'm living in a big city and I'm taking my life in a certain direction. That's fun, dude. And can you guys hear that? Some guy, all right, sorry, tangent time. Some guy in our neighborhood has a stupid little cart and he's selling churros and enchiladas and soda pop or something like that. And he walks around the neighborhood and he honks the most annoying loud horn and it drives me crazy. And I don't know if you can hear it. He's doing it right now. It just goes, honk, 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 honk. The most annoying thing ever. Just to like let people know that he's selling on the corner of the street. Dude, please leave me alone. I'm trying to record a podcast here. So rude. And he he derailed my train of thought. So thanks a lot, guy who sells enchiladas and churros. See? Did you hear that? That better not go on all episode. I'll be pissed. But yeah. I liked that part of my life when I got to move out and I got to do the things I wanted to do. And it was empowering and it was fun. It was like a crazy adventure that I was on. I don't miss high school. I don't miss college. In fact, if you guys follow my Instagram, you probably saw that I found some old videos from my high school football days, which, by the way, stud. You guys are looking at a stud, all right? I was all diocese, okay? Catholic school boy. Went to Catholic school, was a running back, and I was all diocese. All the priests loved me, okay? I was the talk of the town, and I was player of the game for that game. St. Joe against Marian. St. Joseph's High School against Marian High School. Both Catholic schools, they called it the Holy War. And I was watching that. Sorry, I'm getting derailed on my pompous, braggadocious, self-centered, narcissistic high school glory days, which don't matter. High school stupid, no one gives a shit. But this is what I mean. So I'm watching that video, and they did an interview with me at the end of the game, and I'm listening to myself give that interview. All right, I scored 2 touchdowns, no big deal. All diocese, all conference, all state, almost, whatever. Doesn't matter. I'm awesome. And they were interviewing me, and I'm talking, and like, it's the, first of all, the worst interview ever. It's so bad. Everything I'm saying makes no sense. Also, it was totally lucky. Those 2 touchdowns that I had in that game, super lucky. The first one, it looks like a really good play, and I ran like 30 yards for a touchdown. It was called Right Dive Right, and my friend Thomas Kruger, who I don't think listens to the show because he's not a very loyal friend, even though he should listen. Sorry if you do listen, Thomas. I take that back if you're actually listening. But he was a quarterback, and he handed me the ball off in the right, in the 8 hole, or was it the 6 hole? I don't know. But we named the different holes where you run through with the ball, and I ran through, and there was no one there, and I scored a touchdown. Okay, totally lucky. There just happened to be nobody there. Okay. The second one, John Fox Vanette blocked a punt, and then I believe Chase Parker picked it up and brought it down to the 1 yard line and tried to run it in, but Chase Parker tried to grab it and run it into the end zone, and then Tyler Basham actually grabbed it and fell on it on the 1 yard line. Chase Parker was really mad at him. I forgot about that because he wanted to run it in. And then our offense took over. They gave me the ball, of course, all diocese, no big deal. And I ran it into the end zone for a touchdown. So it was 1 yard, okay? Wasn't that much work? Wasn't that hard? I broke my shit on the play. No big deal. Okay. So that's some context for it. I had 2 touchdowns that were really didn't take much talent. Anyone could have done it. All right. But I won player of the game for that. Okay. My uncle was coaching the other team at the time. Okay. We did not like the other team. And my brothers had played for my uncle when they used to go to school at this other school. I don't know why I'm giving you all this backstory, but I'm deep in the story now, and I feel like I have to finish, so I'm just going to finish saying what I'm saying. So they used to go to this other rival school, St. Joe, and my uncle coached, and he was a dick, and he never played them. Sorry, they like not a good dude. he ended up marrying my aunt, but he never played my brothers for some reason, even though they were actually really good. They were good athletes. So I did not like him very much, and I did not like that team very much. So that win for me meant a lot. Okay. That's all the backstory. I give this interview and like, I'm talking and I'm so emotional about this game. First of all, my voice sounds way different. I've been screaming the whole game. I've like lost my voice, and I'm just talking about the hype of the game and how important it was for me. And then my friend Taylor Crew during the middle of the interview came up and kissed me on the face. That's true. But it was just, my whole point here is it's interesting because I was watching this game and I'm like, I don't know who that guy is. That guy is not me anymore. That's a different dude. And it was just strange to watch it because I remember how I felt then. And I know that is me. And I remember that happening. I remember it being such a big deal at the time. I cared so much to win this game. But that's not me anymore. It's a different dude. You know what I mean? And that makes me happy because it means I've evolved as a person. Important stuff. That's good. And those experiences were important for me, but like, I wouldn't go back. I don't want to go back and experience that again. And I know there's a lot of people that would like, oh, hey, that was a big game. You know, that was a big game for us. That was one of the highlights of my football career, obviously. All diocese, all conference. No big deal, okay? No big deal. I was really good. I had 2 touchdowns that game. Whatever. And to some people, they would like to go back. Like Chris Killalay, our defensive coordinator on that team. He loved high school more than anything else. Weird. Okay? He loved it a little too much. Took it too seriously. High school doesn't matter. Okay? Doesn't matter. If I could go back, I would tell myself, hey, dude, cool it. It's just a game. Doesn't really matter. It's just a funny story you're going to tell on your podcast later. But it's not like you don't need to get so emotional about it, you know? But I cared so much. Siri just picked all of that up. Whoops. High school, it's not important. And I'm glad that I moved on from that. Then you get to college. And it's actually funny because later that weekend that I watched all that stuff, I also happened to go through my old college computer. My old college computer. Have you guys ever done that? Have you guys ever gone through your old college computer? It's interesting. I didn't know I still had all this stuff on there. The computer runs really slow. And I wanted to get on there and be like, let me see if there's any files I can save before, you know, this thing inevitably dies forever. It's from 2011, so it's an 11-year-old computer. But it still runs, and I got on there, and I got some good stuff, and I found all my old pictures and videos from college. I was like, that's fucking weird to see all that stuff. I thought I lost it forever. And now I'm seeing, again, a glimpse into who I was in that period of time. And I'm like, again, that's not me. I remember all this stuff happening. It was fun. It was great. Living on 48 Woodland in Dayton, Ohio, and 234 Lowe's across from the deli, drinking, having a great time, not a care in the world. High school's a joke, college is a joke, by the way. College is kind of a huge waste of time. And I remember how much fun and like all the friends I had. And I say friends in quotations because like they're not real friends. They're not like, they're just there. They're just, you're friends with them because, yeah, sure, we'll be friends. I'm cool with being friends with you. We live next to each other. And then you're friends with everyone on campus. And the way Dayton works is they call it the ghetto, all right? That's where I went to school, Dayton, the ghetto. It's not a real ghetto, but it's like this neighborhood. They call it the student neighborhood now because of PC or something like that. I don't know. But it's just a bunch of houses. It's like living in a neighborhood. And you just live next to a bunch of people that you know and you're friends with. And you just party every weekend. That's not real life, dude. That's fun. It's great. It was a great time. We had a blast. But that's not real life. I'm also struggling to pay for my fucking $3 beers at the bar. I didn't have money. I had to work at the student alumni center, calling alumni, asking them for money. Hi, is this Donna? Hi, Donna. My name is Matt, and I'm a student calling from the University of Dayton, and I'm with a group of students on campus trying to reconnect with alumni. Is now an okay time to chat? That's what I'd always say. I'd always say, is now an okay time to chat? Because odds are they would say no, and I hated talking to people, but it was the highest paying job on campus. That's why I had it. It paid $10 an hour, but you only worked 3 hours a day. Then you'd only work like 3 or 4 days a week. So I'd work like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, something like that. You try to get them to give money. And by the way, I was good at it, dude. I raised over like $150,000 for the school. No big deal. Okay. It also made me a good salesperson. So I had to work there to get beer money, essentially. I was also a secret shopper. So I used to go around to the different, I don't know how I got this job. It's the best job I've ever had. I used to have this job where they would pay us to go around to the different restaurants and like sandwich places on campus. And we would just eat the food. They'd pay for us to eat the food. And then we'd rank it on a scale of like 1 to 5 and say what we liked or didn't like. Absolute joke of a job. Amazing. I got free food from it. What they would do is load up your cards with a certain amount of money, and you could get, you don't have to get anything super specific. It would just be like, go to this station in this cafeteria, and they'd load up money for you to go to it, and I'd get the cheaper thing for it, and then I'd end up having more money on my card so I could buy more meals later. Smart move, Matt. So you'd go get like spaghetti at Kennedy Union, okay? And you'd eat it. And then you write a review. Oh, this was 1 to 5 in terms of presentation and taste and ease of buying the thing, okay? It was awesome. And then we go to a meeting each week with Tina Barwick. Tina Barwick would I'm throwing out a lot of names today. Tina Barwick would ask us how we felt about this, and it was awesome. It was like a focus group. What an awesome job. God, that was amazing. And it was an amazing job. I would just go and eat free food all the time. But that's how I paid for myself. I don't know what the story, what the point to any of these stories is. I know what it is, actually. Sorry. It's that I had to work hard when I was on campus so that I could pay for myself to go to B-Dubs. Because B-Dubs at Dayton, they turn it into a club at night. You can also eat there. It's obviously a B-Dubs, but they would bring a DJ booth in. And at night, they'd call it Club Dub. It's a true story. Or we'd go to Timothy's Bar and Grill, and I'd order a wall, which is like a red or a blue drink. Red and blue are the colors of Dayton, the Flyers. And those were good times, guys. Those were great times. We had a blast. We had a really, really good time. But when it ended, I was happy. I remember thinking at the end of my junior year, when I'm 22 years old, I guess. Yeah. I can't wait to be done with this. I cannot wait to leave. This is too long. I live in Disney World. It's the easiest thing ever. I only had classes Monday through Wednesday my senior year. It was a joke, an absolute joke. I'd go out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, sometimes Sunday. Crazy, okay? Didn't make any sense. And that's what I did. And I realized that it was stupid. I realized that it was really, really stupid. And I wanted to be out of it. And I recognized that at 22. So don't come to me and tell me college are the best years of your life. They're the best years of your life if you're a fucking loser. College isn't the best time ever. It's after. And I know it's hard for a while after that. Like, the uncertainty of not knowing where you're going or what you're doing in your life right after that. That's kind of sucks. I know. But at least you're making money, dude. And at least you have freedom to reinvent yourself and do whatever you want. You have a better sense of direction and where you're going in life. And that's fun. And that's what I like. And I even have that. It's even more figured out now. So my point is, as I turn 30, I'm 30 years old today. And that's weird as shit to say, but I feel it, dude. I feel it. Okay? I feel it from my toes all the way up to my little fingertips. All right? Up to my big head and my huge brain. All right? I feel 30, and I feel prepared for life, and that's great. I'm not scared of 30, dude. I think my 30s are going to be the best years ever. That's when you get to do all the fun shit. That's when you start making money. That's when you start making really good money, okay? That's when you get a house. That's when you start having kids. I'm already married. My life is dope as shit, dude. I got a hot wife, and I'm getting used to saying that now, dude. My wife is hot. I'm just saying it as much as I can. Anytime I see somebody or I'm on the phone with somebody now, it's just, hey, oh, I'm sorry. That's my wife talking in the background. Oh, my God. So I can't make it to the party tonight. My wife and I actually have plans with another couple. My wife is taking forever to get ready right now. Oh, my God. My wife made the best dinner last night. I get to say that, dude. That's dope as shit. Could I say that in college? No. Well, I could. It would just be lying. And Catholic boys don't lie. 30's cool. 30's cool so far. I'm totally fine with it. It doesn't freak me out whatsoever. The 20s were good. All right? 20s had their place in life. Your teens have their place. But you don't grow into yourself until your 20s. You don't grow into yourself until things start getting hot and heavy in life and harder. And by the way, dude, life is a lot harder now. I think 25 through 30 right now, actually for me it was like 25 through 28. Those years were really good. Because I'd figured out who I was as a person. I was making good money, or at least halfway decent money. I could travel. I was single. I had no responsibility, really. No, like, prior engagements that I had to, like, worry about. I didn't have a house. I was just kind of, like, going with the flow, living in L.A. And that was great. That was fun. It had a time and place. And then it came to a point, COVID hits and ruins everything and makes you reevaluate stuff. And I think that's what it did for everybody, and that was cool. I appreciated that. I appreciated the kick in the ass from COVID, and I kind of needed that. And that's also another thing that definitely comes into play. Like, because 2 years were kind of robbed from us, you know, 27, 28, right? I mean, even kind of 29 to some extent, at least for me, the last 2.5 years, whatever. But I don't feel bad for me, dude. I'm fine. I'm great. Like, things actually worked out really well for me in COVID. But I know a lot of people weren't that lucky. You know, I got my act together starting in 2020. During the whole pandemic shit, I had 2 different job changes. One of them's like kind of a dream job. And I found my wife during the pandemic. My wife, right? And I know it's tough for some people, and that kind of fucking sucks, all right? So I guess if you're turning 30 and you've been like boarded up inside your house for the last 2 years, 2.5 years, I feel bad for you, dude. That blows. But that's your fault, dude. Go live your life. Get out of your house. Go on a hike. Take a hike. I've already talked about this before, but get off Twitter. Go outside. Enjoy yourself. There's no COVID out in the mountains. It's your fault, you dummy. But we've had our time. I feel worse for the kids, you know? And I do mean that. It's like kind of a stupid thing to say. Like, oh, it's the troops. Got to do it for the troops. Ah, the kids. The kids are going to be all right. Oh, the old kids. No, but like, you know what I mean, right? Like, they got robbed the most. Imagine being 3 or 5 when COVID started. 2 years go by, you're 7. That's a massive chunk of your life. And this is something I talk about a lot. But when you're a kid, 1 year feels like forever, because it's a larger fraction of your life. 1 year is a much larger fraction of your life than it is when you're 30, for example. That's why time goes by a little bit quicker, or at least we perceive it to go by quicker. Like, even weeks felt longer when you were a youngin', when you were a little tot. Okay, right? You remember when you were 5 and you finally got to 6, it felt like you went on this crazy journey. When you finally turned 8, you're like, I'm 8. I remember when I turned 8, I'm like, I'm a big kid now. I'm big. I'm powerful. I thought 8 was such a huge age. 10 years old was like, oh my God, double digits. I'll get there 2 years from now. It's all an eternity away. But it makes sense, because that's an eighth of your life, right? Now it's a 30th of my life. Pfft, I could fart out a year right now. It doesn't matter. When you're a kid, it's a big deal. So imagine you go through COVID for 2 years, from 5 to 6 to 7, that would fuck with you, dude. COVID stole that from us. COVID stole that from us, from the kids. Actually, it stole from everybody. COVID stole a lot of time. And in some ways, time stood still. And in other ways, it went by really quickly. I feel like I just turned 28 2 days ago. And now I'm 30. And every year keeps going by faster and faster and faster. And I know some of you are listening to this going, dude, you're a spring chicken. You're the youngest man on earth, 30 years old, you spry young man. And by the way, you're right. I'm so young, it's not even funny. And I'm just getting started. I'm just starting to peak, dude. You think I'm hot now? Give me 5 years, dude. Wait till I'm a dad, all right? Beth, if you're listening, wait till I'm a dad. I'm going to be so much hotter when I'm a dad. Imagine me holding a kid. Your hotness level goes up like 6 points if you have a child. That's just a rule. And if you take care of that child on your own, like if I have a little girl, little Lois or Lasagna, and I bring them to the store and I teach them things, and I teach them how to run and how to ride a bike, and you see me doing that, that's hot. So I'm going to get so much hotter. And yeah, 30's not old. 30's not old. And you know what's funny? Ever since I was a kid, I wanted to be older than I was. I always wanted to be 8 when I was 7. When I was 8, I wanted to be 9. When I was 9, I wanted to be 12. When I was 12, I wanted to be 15. When I was 15, I wanted to be 18. When I was 18, I wanted to be 21. When you're 21, you want to be 25. It's just that's how it goes. And then there's always somebody who's older than you who goes, ah, pff, you're so young. And everyone experiences this. They all give you that same reaction. You could be 50 years old and some 60-year-old would go, how old are you? And you go, 50. You go, you're so young, which is still true, by the way. I still think 50 is young as shit. But you could be 75 and some 85-year-old would go, what are you, 75? You're so young. I remember when I was your age. I'd be like, dude, fuck off. I'm pretty old. 75 is getting up there. And like that's what people are saying to me. Oh, you're only 30, dude? I didn't know you were only 30. And I'm like, yeah, dude, because first of all, I look way more mature and I have such a big brain. My intellect is unparalleled. But I've had a lot of people that go, oh my God, I thought you were like, yeah, you're so young, dude. You're so young. Yeah, I know. I know. I'm very young. Do you guys think we'll ever let something like this COVID thing happen again? Like, are we going to, do you think we'll ever go into lockdown again? Because just kind of staying on that thread for a second, like of our lockdown being as long as it was, 2 years, do you think people would tolerate more lockdowns in our lifetime? I don't know. I don't think so. Especially after the way everything went after the vaccines came in and then they didn't really do anything and everyone kind of got sick anyways. Like they brought back mask mandates at my work and I'm like, I'm not, no, no. If I go, I'm not wearing it. Or I just won't go. I'm not going to sit in an office all day with a mask on. And I think that's kind of how most people feel. I don't think we'll let it happen again. I think it's it fucked with people too much, you know? The results were not great. And I think a lot of people suffered with their mental health and stuff. And I think for a lot of people, it was good. Like for me, great. Peachy keen, all right? Everything went well for me. But that's because I'm super smart. I have a big brain. It was all diocese and high school football team. No big deal. But I think some people weren't so lucky. Okay? Imagine being locked up and you don't have very many friends. Which, by the way, if we want to admit it or not, that's a large percentage of the population. People who truly don't have many friends, if any at all. And they go to work and then they come back and they either play video games all day and like log on and talk to people online. Or they don't and they just read and do whatever and I don't know. I don't know. They do something. And actually for them, it probably wasn't that bad. But for some people who, let's say they don't have a support group of close friends, right? And you live in a city on your own. That would be tough. That would be really tough. And I feel for that. And I don't think people would want that to happen again. I don't think that's good for anybody. But let's not talk about COVID's stupid. I hate COVID. I'm sick of talking about it. I don't want to talk about it. COVID's dumb. I brought it up, so I guess I only have myself to blame. Did you guys see that? I don't know why this stuck with me, but I saw, I think it was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. Gorbachev died. I don't know how to say his first name. Mikhail Gorbachev. Mikhail Gorbachev. I don't know. Either way, former president of the Soviet Union. Matt, why are you bringing that up? I don't know. Did anyone know that he was alive? Like, it was news to me that guy was even alive. People are old these days. Let's see how old is he? He was, he died 2 days ago. Sorry. Come on, give me his age. 91. Sorry, that took way too long. 91. That guy was. That's old, dude. That guy was he's been around forever. Like, that's the Reagan, Mr. Gorbachev, tail down this wall thingy from the 80s with the Berlin Wall. That's that guy. Okay? He just died. 90. Actually, 91's not even that old. That's pretty old. Where's he been? Speaking of age, that's old, dude. For being a world leader living that long, you know who else is still alive too, dude? Jimmy Carter. Yeah, Jimmy Carter, the president from 1989. He's 97. I looked it up the other day. We were watching some super boring documentary on Netflix about some nuclear reactor thing in Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania. Snooze fest. But Jimmy Carter was in it. He's alive too still, dude. 97 years old. Are people living too long now? Maybe that's a problem. Maybe that's why I'm so unworried about being 30, dude. Maybe that's why I don't care so much. 30's not old, dude. Mikhail Gorbachev, if I'm saying that right, I don't know. I'm not Russian. He's three times my age. He's lived three of my lifetimes, okay? I'm just through one third of that. I have two more of these to go. And if that's the case, which I think it probably will be, I do think I will live to be 90 at least because I'm healthy as shit. And our medical technology will advance a lot. Then what am I worried about? The former leader of the Soviet Union lives to be 91. I think we're good. Jimmy Carter's living to be 97, the former president of the United States, and that's a stressful job. Now, he could be drinking children's blood, you know, which would make sense. He's a world leader. He's probably in some secret society drinking the blood of children, because that's what these high-powered people do. If you didn't know, I'll let you in on a little secret. They drink blood. They drink blood. And I hope you're listening to this while you're high, because we're talking about how politicians drink the blood of children to stay young. That's what they do. And also use modern medicine. But will I live to be that long? Yes, I do think so. Like, but is that good? Is that too old? Like, you know, there's movies and stuff of like finding the Fountain of Youth. Ponce de Leon, right? Pirates of the Caribbean. They want to find the Fountain of Youth and have immortality. Dude, that sounds miserable. I don't want to live to be fucking 1,000 years old. I don't want to be Dracula. Like, that's one of the worst curses of being a vampire. You have to live so long and then you kill people and actually drink blood. I wouldn't want that. I don't want to live to be, like, I wouldn't mind living to be like 100, I guess. I think that's like the cutoff point, though. I think that's Mother Nature being like, yeah, that's about as long as you need to live before you're like, all right, I'm tired of this. Otherwise, it's too long. And you're like, imagine trying to remember shit if you're 500 years old. First of all, your brain wouldn't work. Like, we're not evolved to be able to remember that amount of stuff. I think our brains have a limited capacity for what we can remember and how it can process things. So even if you could live that long, trying to remember shit would be a nightmare. It would be fun. Everyone else would die if you're like the only one who lived that long. Like, I saw something, this lady's 116 or something like that. No. Well, how old is the oldest woman? How old is the oldest woman? Oh, she was 119. So she lived through World War One and World War Two. The Great Wars, plural. It's a lot to live through. So I don't know if I want to live that. I think 100, like, if I did make it to that, okay. I'll fight for that. That's another 70 years. I could do that. I could try. I'll do my best. But I think going around 80, 85, I'd be fine with that. I don't really mind. That's another, what, 55 years from now, let's say. Let's say I have another 55 years. I don't think we will. I think medical science will advance a lot in our lifetime where I do get to live to be older. But if I don't, so what? I don't mind, dude. This death thing doesn't scare me. I'm not afraid of it. Like, the only thing that would suck about it would be the loved ones around me. I would feel bad for Beth, and I'd feel bad for my siblings, and I'd feel bad for my family, and I'd feel bad for all my friends who look up to me because I was all diocese at football in high school. Okay? But other than that, I mean, yeah, I know that this isn't the end. I know there's something that happens after this. I'm pretty certain. I don't know everything. But I have confidence in that, and I don't care. So what do I care about turning 34? I feel like the fun's just beginning. And you know what? I've even heard some people say the fun doesn't even really start till you turn 40. Like, because that's when you make really good money. That's when you're, like, crushing it, where, like, your stresses and worries of the world actually go away. And you just start relaxing and enjoying yourself more, which that's awesome. I'll try to get that now. I'll try to get that in my 30s in the next couple years here. We're on the verge of breaking through. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it all. I want to be 30, dude. If you're afraid of it, you're a pussy. And that's just how things go. I don't make the rules, dude. That's how things go. So maybe that can be inspiration to you as we sit here. You're on your lunch break. Maybe you're in your car right now and you're saying, is Matt worried about turning 30? No, I'm not. And I'm keeping you company right now. And I hope that you're enjoying this. And I hope that, you know, maybe you agree with me on some of this. And if you don't, that's fine. I don't care. You don't have to agree with me on everything. But I'm just trying to provide some fun topics of conversation that stimulate your mind and make you think and make you feel something a little bit. Because this is how I feel. I'm being raw and honest with you. I'm just speaking off the top of my head. I don't have notes. I'm not going off of anything. I'm just telling you how I feel. And I turned 30 today, and that's weird. But not, though. It's like, hey, because that's how life works. It wasn't different when I turned 29 or 28. Why would it be different now? Birthdays are something made up. Why do we give a shit? Do you think ancient people cared? And do you think they celebrated their birthday? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe they didn't even consider it. Maybe they're just like, oh, you just age. Maybe they looked at time differently. And that's the other thing, dude. I don't think time's linear. If you want to get deep, let's get deep. Time ain't linear, dude. Time is a tesseract. It's all happening at once. Past, present, future all happen at the same time. It's a sphere of sorts. That's what I think. That's what deja vu is. That's what ghosts are. We're all existing in the same plane, in the same dimension, and everything's happening at once. And that's how life works. And that is me telling you how things work in the world. And I hope you enjoy it. All right, I'm rambling. I'm rambling on now. But don't worry. I feel great. I feel awesome. 30, age is just a number. Doesn't matter how today goes, how tomorrow goes. It's just a made-up day. Birthdays are stupid, dude. You guys know how I feel about this. I've talked about this before. Birthdays are dumb, okay? I told Beth we can celebrate this 30th one. If you want to throw something for me, fine. I don't really want to, but we can. But after that, we're not doing it for another decade. I don't like birthday parties. I don't like having attention on me. I have these memories of being a kid sitting at the table with a birthday hat on where everyone would sing me happy birthday. And I felt weird and awkward. I didn't like the attention on me. And I still feel that way today. I don't really love it. They would have all these birthday parties at one of my old jobs where they'd be like, hey, we're having pizza and beer over at Kelsey's desk because it's Andrew's birthday and maybe we'll have some tacos, so come stop over. Hey, dude, I don't want a beer and champagne and tacos at 3 p.m. on a Tuesday, okay? I don't. And maybe you do, and maybe that's where we differ, but that's not for me. Birthdays are dumb, dude. We've made up this fake day to make it all about ourselves. It's so narcissistic. Now, it is a good excuse to have your friends come out and hang out with you and go to dinner with people and bring people together and have fun. I get that. But when you make it your birthday week, your birthday month, which everyone does, shush up. It's stupid. Birthdays are for children. After 21, they're dumb. And maybe you can do them on your decades, like 30, 40, 50. Okay, fine. But that's what I think we should end it as adults. Because we're adults and we shouldn't need all this attention and praise on our day of birth. It's just something we made up. Why don't we celebrate the first kiss we ever had? You know, when we lost our virginity. It's kind of the same thing. Hey, why don't we celebrate that day once every year? Like the day you were born, I don't know. I don't know if I'm missing something. I don't know. It's stupid. Birthdays are stupid. And getting upset about them is stupid. I'm not worried, dude. My life is awesome. I have a great life. I have great people in it. And I have a lot of great things to look forward to. And we're just getting started. So if you're worried about your birthday, don't be. It doesn't matter. That's just the progression of life. That's how things go. It's exciting. It's fun. It's new. You get to have way more experiences in your life in the next years to come. It's going to be awesome. You have 10 years after this, at least, to keep going. So embrace it. Take on the change. Take on the challenge. Keep going in life because that is where you grow and where you learn as a person. And those experiences that I had when I was in high school were important to me, but I knew I needed to move on. Same thing with college. I knew I needed to move on. And I can look back on those and I can watch and physically see the growth I made as a person because there's video evidence of who I was back then. There's pictures, there's videos, and I can remember exactly what I was feeling and thinking in those moments. And I know what I'm feeling and thinking right now, and I can see the progress. And it makes me feel good. And I know that there's going to be more progress in years to come. So what am I waiting for? Why would I want to hide and prevent myself from progressing to become a better person? and to evolve into the person that I'm supposed to be. Because like I said, past, present, future all happen at once. There's a future version of myself out there who is existing that I need to grow into still. And I will. And that's going to be dope. So I'm not worried about getting older. I'm not worried about dying. I'm not worried about my birthdays. I'm not worried about what everyone else thinks about this. I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm ready. And even though birthdays are dumb, I'm going to enjoy it, dude, because it's the start of a kind of a new chapter of life. When I got married, that's really what kicked it all off. But we have so many more adventures to come. Why would I shy away from that? Why would I not want that to happen? I do want it to happen, and I can't wait for it to happen. It's going to be amazing. I have great shit coming up in my life. I have kids to come. I'm going to make my first million. That's going to come. I'm going to have a house. Hopefully move out of LA sometime soon. I'll have grandkids eventually. And that's going to be fun, awesome times. And just because you get older doesn't mean you can stop having fun. Just because you're getting older doesn't mean life has to change that much. It doesn't. It's just a label on a day that you're living on. So I'm excited. I'm excited for what's to come. I'm excited for my life. And I'm excited to keep doing this show with all of you guys, all four of you who consistently listen. And I'm not worried about the future. Because as I like to say, growing old is mandatory, but growing up is optional. I'll see you guys next time.